Jean, who's calling us from Bellevue. Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I'm calling about, I had a TIA, and my doctor now wants me to take Lipitor. Although my cholesterol is low and my HDL is low, and my, I mean, they're both good. They're all good. And LDL. I have good readings in all of them.
Ma'am.
So it's not for my cholesterol.
No.
She said and, to prevent a stroke.
There's better ways of doing that, ma'am. Much better ways of doing that.
Oh,
Lipitor,
good. I'm glad to hear that.
There's a book out there called Lipitor, Thief of Memory. Lipitor, Thief of Memory.
Thief of Memory.
Yeah, somebody who steals your memory.
Okay.
It's by Dr. Duane Graveline, D-U-A-N-E, Graveline. Who was actually the flight surgeon for the astronauts. And once you read his book, I don't think you'll ever want to go near a statin again. And it's full of citations for the scientifically inclined.
Right.
Okay, but back to your question, and that's how about not having TIAs. All right. Please check in with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And here's why. Actually, fish oil, and particularly for women, the fish oil fraction DHA has been found to make platelets more slippery so they don't stick together so easy, and that's part of the mechanism of having a stroke.
What kind of fish oil was that?
Well, you look at all the fish oils, and they all say they got so much DHA and so much EPA.
Right.
And researchers have actually found that the DHA fraction works for women's platelets to help them get more slippery, and the EPA fraction works for men, and they don't cross over. It's just the way nature does that. So we want to be looking for one that has a higher DHA fraction. But
so
man,
DHA.
Yeah, it always has EPA with it, but just less of that.
Right.
Now, there actually is a lab test here, which is why I'd suggest you check with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. There is at the University of Washington, and natural medicine physicians can write a lab test that you can take, a lab test order you can take there, a gadget called a platelet aggregometer, and I don't make up those names. All that means, aggregate means gather together, as you probably know. And if platelets gather together too much, they form a clot. And if they don't gather together at all, we bleed to death when we get cut. So we want to know how rapidly our platelets are sticking together. And that's what that platelet aggregometer does. It tells you how much they're sticking together. And then what we do is have people take the amount of fish oil that they get their platelets less slippery, but not too less slippery. And there's a range of normal, so we're looking to be at the end of that range that's toward less slippery. And when we get there, that's our dose of fish oil that's going to keep our platelets less slippery. And the odds of that preventing stroke are better than with any statin. How do I know? Because Danish researchers actually went to Greenland. They went there to find out why the Eskimo who lived there rarely had heart attack and stroke. And they traced it right back to the effect of those fatty acids on the platelets and making it so their blood didn't clot too easily. So anyway, you see all the knowledgeable in natural medicine.
I have one from Bastyr that I will check with.
Yay! And that doctor can order you a lab test. You'll have to go to the University of Washington. They're apparently the only lab facility that has this. And you can find out what your dose is that is not too much, not too little, but just right for you to take, ma'am. And by the way, that DHA actually helps to build brains. And it's been found that in older people who get fish oil that contains DHA in it, gee, it helps with memory and cognition, whereas the statins take it away.
How much should you take of the fish oil?
Well, absent any test, I would not go over a tablespoonful a day.
I take it in capsules.
1,000 milligrams capsules, there usually are, and it takes 15 to fill a tablespoon, ma'am.
15.
So I wouldn't take 15 capsules. I'd be taking the liquid. It's a lot less expensive, and it does the job.
Right.
But don't go higher than a tablespoon without making sure it's not too much and making your platelets too slippery.
How about the natokinase?
Natokinase is excellent for this purpose. My wife and I, we carry natokinase when we go on trips. And before we get on that airplane, so we can prevent the clots that happen on airplanes, why we take some notokinase. The research on that is so solid, and the only reason it isn't recommended by regular medical doctors is it ain't patentable. Same old thing. But it only lasts 4 to 6 hours, so if we're up in that airplane for more than 4 hours, we take another dose. Now, problem is, you'd be having to dose yourself every 4 to 6 hours around the clock. Nobody's made a time-release form. And so that's why I started with the fish oil, because the fish oil, its effects are much more longer-lasting. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night to take an notokinase. But I've got nothing against notokinase. If you want to do it that way, it won't hurt anything, and it sure will stop clots. Notokinase is an enzyme, for everybody who hasn't heard, that absorbs whole into the body, doesn't digest lunch, should be taken pretty much on an empty stomach if possible, though. And then it just floats around the bloodstream looking for clots that are trying to form, and it eats them up. So there you go, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm taking the natokinase. I'm taking 2 tablets a day, but I guess that's, you're saying four to six hours?
Every 4 to 6 hours if you're going to use it. Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and we got to go to a break here. Bye-bye.